Welcome to the April edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Chris Video volunteer Linda Lydon. The front cover of this month's magazine features a North American river otter. Weird, but true. Check out these outrageous facts. A species of peacock spider is nicknamed Sparkle Muffin. Elephants' moms cover their young in a sunscreen of dust and mud. Snails smell with their lips. The sun has holes in it. Scientists have discovered a protein that can prevent ice cream from melting quickly in hot weather. A museum in Oregon has a collection of 300 vacuums. There are approximately 3 trillion trees on Earth. Big question, why did so many cultures build pyramids? It's just a smart design. So many historical cultures had the same idea because of the shape's stability. A pyramid is the best way to build a tall stone structure that won't fall down. Stone was a main building material for historical cultures. The ancient Egyptians constructed the world's tallest pyramid, but they weren't the only historical people to use the design. Pyramid-shaped monuments, temples, and tombs have also been built in Asia, Europe, and the Americas, and some islands in the Pacific Ocean. Many people came up with the concept even though they lived far apart and at different times. Turns out a good idea goes a long way. Guinness World Records. Teeny tiny reptile. Discovering the world's smallest reptile required some really powerful peepers. This blotchy brown nano chameleon doesn't change colors, so it's hard to spot on the rainforest floor in Madagascar, the country where it lives. About the size of a sunflower seed, the chameleon snacks on even bigger insects by nabbing them with its fast-moving tongue. Bugs beware. Speedy skater. Mirko Hassan earned this record hands down and feet up, traveling about half the length of a pro soccer field in 8.55 seconds. Hansen set the record for the fastest 50 meters, 164 feet, hand skating, a sport he invented. Timekeepers kept others away from his path. The daredevil can see only a few feet ahead when he's upside down. Big Bot. You definitely won't overlook this attraction in Yorikama, Japan. About the height of 10 cars stacked on top of each other, the world's largest mobile humanoid robot took over 6 years and some 200 parts to build. Pre-programmed by humans, the 25-ton, 60-foot-tall machine can bend down on one knee and raise its arm and fingers. So when will it be able to help with the chores? Bet you didn't know. 7 fun flower facts to sniff out. Fact 1. The yellow flowers of the common evening primrose smell like lemons. Fact 2. One rare Asian plant blooms underground. Fact 3. To attract a mate, the male bowerbird builds a structure decorated with flowers. Fact 4. Scientists think flowers first bloomed 130 million years ago. Fact 5. An astronaut grew a sunflower on the International Space Center. Fact 6. Frogs help pollinate the Brazilian milk fruit tree when they dive into its bell-shaped flowers to slurp nectar. Fact 7. Archaeologists found 1,800-year-old bouquets under a pyramid in Mexico honoring a snake god. By the numbers, a very quick trip. Want to go to the moon for the weekend? How about Mars? Check out how long it would take to tour the universe if you traveled at the speed of light. The speed of light is 186,282 miles a second. To the moon, it would take 1.5 seconds. Venus, 2 minutes. Mars, 4 minutes. Jupiter, 30 minutes. Saturn, 1 hour. Neptune, 4 hours. And Pluto, 5.5 hours. Ready to see the edge of the observational universe? Travel at light speed and you'll get there in 13.8 billion years. Good luck taking that much time off from school. Amazing animals. This dad rocks. This comes from Valley Park, Missouri. Murphy, the rescued bald eagle, treated his egg just like any dutiful dad would. He carefully sat on it for weeks, sometimes turning it to keep it warm. But the egg was actually a rock. Bald eagles in human care sometimes try to incubate things other than eggs. So Murphy's rock egg wasn't a total surprise. And when an injured bald eagle chick arrived at the World Bird Sanctuary where Murphy lives, keepers swapped out Murphy's rock for the eaglet. For 3 months, the foster father taught the eaglet to eat, hunt, and keep his feathers clean. Thanks to Murphy's care, the youngster was soon released back into the wild. If we get another one, says Kara Klebb, the sanctuary's hospital director, we'll be calling him up and saying, "Hey, Murphy, we got you another baby." Glowing rodent. This comes from southern and eastern Africa. Wow, glow. Scientists recently discovered that the fur of a small African rodent called a spring hare glows pink, red, and orange under ultraviolet light. The colorful display is called biofluorescence. It's when plants or animals absorb light and then reflect it as another color. Lots of invertebrates, animals without backbones, fish, reptiles, and amphibians are biofluorescent. Even a few nocturnal mammals, including some possums, platypus, and flying squirrels, glow. But scientists aren't sure why. The glowing fur could help scare away predators or allow members of the same species to recognize each other. Looks like the world is a lot more colorful than we thought. Comeback critter. New Guinea singing dog. This comes from New Guinea. The scientists waded barefoot across a frigid stream and hiked up a muddy mountain. They were searching this island for a New Guinea singing dogs, a species thought to be extinct. But they were being followed by New Guinea singing dogs. "They found us," zoologist James McTyre says. "When he came back down the trail, I saw their paw prints right next to my own muddy footprints. Then the team howled and the wild dogs howled back." The shy dogs hadn't been seen in 50 years when humans began moving into the canine's territory. Turns out these creatures hadn't gone extinct. They were just hiding in remote parts of the island. To confirm they'd correctly identified the lost species, the team returned 2 years later to compare the wild dog's DNA with captured singing dog's DNA. The researchers were right. Experts hope this discovery will inspire new plans to protect the canines in the wild. These are some lucky dogs. 10 cool things about rumps. Cool thing 1. While hibernating, some turtles breathe through their rears. Fact 2. Okapi calves follow their mom's striped rump in the dark rainforest. Number 3, a beaded lace wing stuns termites with a fart that eats them. Fact 4, one frog puffs up eye-like markings on its rear to scare predators. Number 5, male mandrills with brightened colored butts rank higher in their monkey troop. Number 6, the human bottom has 3 muscles. Number 7, manatees toot before diving. Number 8, wombats block their burrows from predators with their bums. Number 9, male peacock spiders shake their colorful backsides to attract mates. And number 10, a seated giraffe sometimes uses its rump as a pillow. Lights out. Get ready for April's total solar eclipse. Hey, who turned out the lights? On April 8th, the answer for some people in North America will be the moon. On that day, a total solar eclipse will cross the continent, blocking the sun's light for about 4 minutes. Total solar eclipses, when the moon completely blocks the sun, happen somewhere on Earth about every 18 months. But for those in its path, it's a special event. Total solar eclipses only occur in the same location about once every 375 years. Discover why this astrological event happens and how you can watch the show. Moon moves. Most days, the moon orbits around the Earth, but doesn't come directly between our planet and the sun. So it doesn't block the sun's light, which creates daytime on half of Earth. But that changes during an eclipse. When the sun and the moon and the Earth line up exactly, the moon completely blocks sunlight from reaching a part of Earth. As the moon moves and the Earth spins, a circular shadow about 100 miles wide races across Earth's surface at about 1,500 miles an hour. Within the shadow, the sun is completely blocked by the moon, creating a total solar eclipse that looks like nighttime. Just outside the shadow of the total solar eclipse, people will experience a partial solar eclipse because the sun isn't completely blocked. Viewed safely through eclipse glasses, it looks like somebody took a bite out of the sun. Lunar lineup. Check out the path of April 8th total solar eclipse, including some of the cities it will pass over. All times are Eastern Standard Daylight. If you live in Central Standard Daylight Time, subtract 1 hour. Direct light from the sun can burn the cells of your eyes, causing blindness. To safely watch the eclipse, use special purpose eclipse glasses or a solar viewer to block harmful rays. Sky stories. Here are a few of the myths that people created to explain a solar eclipse. Ancient Chinese people said that a dragon ate the sun during an eclipse. They'd bang drums and use fireworks to scare away the beast. One legend from the Chatao people of the American Southwest say that a mischievous squirrel gnawed on the sun to create an eclipse. A tale from the Hindu religion says that a demon was beheaded when he tried to swallow the sun. The sun's disappearance at first, but then reappears because the demon has no body. Animal restaurant. Table for 2,000, please. Here's how one theme park keeps all its critters fed. Every morning at 5 a.m., several hours before the Walt Disney World Resort opens to the public, employees prepare to deliver food to the Orlando, Florida theme park's pickiest eaters, the thousands of animals that live there. We make meals for creatures from big cats to sharks to insects. Animal nutritionist Coral Coleman says, "It's a lot of food for a lot of animals." So how do Coleman and her co-workers at the Disney's Animal Nutrition Center feed hundreds of different species every day? National Geographic Kids takes you behind the scenes for the wildest restaurant ever. On the menu. Most of our animals are herbivores, so they don't eat meat, Coleman says. They eat foods like hay, fruit, and veggies, and browse or a mixture and mixture of leaves and twigs, and they eat about 2,000 pounds of browse a day. Much of our chow is grown on a 30-acre farm near the Animal Nutritional Center, which is located behind Disney's Animal Kingdom. Hay is stored in a large warehouse behind the Animal Nutrition Center. Fruits and vegetables come from the same companies that provide food for the park's human dinners. If humans won't eat it, we're not going to serve it to our animals, Animal Nutritionist Shannon Livingston says. By the numbers, 10,000 pounds of food delivered to the animals every day. 4 refrigerators, 2 walk-ins, 2 standard. 5 freezers, 3 walk-ins, 2 standards. 60,000 crickets and mealworms feed the animals every day. 365 pounds of food fed to each elephant every day. 0.5 plus ounces of insects eaten by 1 poison dart frog each day. 900 bundles of leafy branches delivered to animals every week. And 50 bales of hay that can fit in 1 delivery truck. Chefs or nutritional assistants like to have fun with their diner's food. I make heart-shaped meat patties for Dicaria the lion, Coleman says. The chefs and dinners. Most animals aren't ordering the same dish. Their food is based on what they need to stay healthy. Nutritionists use a digital program to prepare each animal's daily diet. Some animals are growing, some need to lose weight, some need to gain weight, and others are older and have different food needs, Livingston says. It's not as simple as giving members of each species the same meal. After it's determined what and how much each animal will eat, nutritional assistants peel and chop items that need to be broken down, like large pieces of fruit. Then they weigh the ingredients to make sure each animal is getting the right amount of food. Finally, they package the meals so they can be transported from the Animal Nutrition Center directly to the animals across the park. Insects at the park get fed, too. When keepers were raising Attila butterfly, nutritionists would freeze dry palm trees and make a paste to feed the caterpillars in the winter when the leaves were scarce. Keepers watch the animals to track what they like and what they don't. Our bats love most fruit, keeper Erica Hofstadter says, but they can't stand strawberries. Notes like these are shared with the nutritionist so they can swap out ingredients for picky eaters. Primates, similar to this cotton-top tamarin, mostly snack on fruits and vegetables, plus protein sources like eggs and beans. Of the Animal Nutritionist Center's 6 prep stations, 5 are for produce. Only 1 is for meat. Order up. Transporting food to the hungry diners takes most of the day. Between 5 a.m. and 4 p.m., 2 Animal Nutritionist Center drivers travel over 40 miles to deliver food to different animal habitats. The park's like a small city, Livingston says. The animals live all throughout it. The keepers then figure out the best way to serve meals in to different species. For bats, Hofstadt hangs fruit from trees for the flyers to discover. Big cat keepers hide chunks of meat for the felines to hunt. And warthogs forage for popcorn that the keepers have tucked away. Party time. For occasions like birthdays, animals get a special treat. Cake. We love making cakes so the animals feel special, Livingston says, but they need to be appropriate for their digestive systems. Above, Nutmeg, the Barusa piglet, investigates a colored ice cream topped with heart-shaped watermelon slices for her first birthday. Greta the hippo's first birthday party included a cake with a watermelon candle, sweet potato puree, and kale frosting. This cake features a watermelon base with green bean and carrot sprinkle tops with a slice of acorn squash. This has been the April edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Leiden.